What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the
Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Joining us right now, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. You can find out more about her books on our website, truecrimetodaypod.com. You can also see all of our stories there as well. We are talking right now about Rex Huerman specifically with Siobhan. Curious to get your perspective on what we've learned about how he's handling life behind bars right now. Most of his time, he's in that 10-by-6-foot jail cell. His weekly mental and medical evaluations, which I do want to touch on. But I want to first touch on his request of getting religious services brought to him, where he's seeing, we don't know if it's a priest or whatnot, but he is of Roman Catholic descent. We're told that someone from the Roman Catholic Church has come in. We don't know if it's confession or this or that. But I'm curious, with characters like this, and let's, you know, obviously he's innocent till proven guilty, but let's say he's the one, he's the guy who did this. How often do we see individuals like this seem to take an interesting turn to God all of a sudden when the cards are down, if you will?
Yeah, jailhouse religion. I cannot tell you how common that is. And people who are apparently pretty hardcore sociopaths with all kinds of horrendous crimes in their history, all of a sudden become very interested in God and spiritual matters. And oh my God, that is just the norm. It's a strange, I don't know if we can say strange. I mean, you know, people in trenches do the same thing in war, right? Everybody becomes religious really quick. And it's just sort of, I think, a human tendency to reach out to the supernatural for comfort when people are feeling a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I can't say I wouldn't do it if I were, you know, in a dire strait, suddenly become a woman of prayer. So it's a human coping mechanism. And I think one of the things that's so interesting about these people who behave as monsters so often, we sometimes think that everything about them is monstrous. And in truth, they're compartmentalized and they have, let's say, components of their personality that are still sort of functional like other people. Mm-hmm. So they're not entirely different from the rest of us. They're very different in certain ways, but then there are other ways that they're like the rest of us. And so it is a human tendency to seek out for spiritual or supernatural comfort under times of stress. And so it, in that way, doesn't surprise me, but it's ironic. It's really strange. Yeah, it superficially looks weird.
It is from the outside looking in, but what I'm curious about is, are they taking religion in the same ways that a non-killer or horrible human being would? Is it speaking to them differently? Does it play into their narcissism? Does it play into those aspects of their thinking in just the right way, that they really get compelled to get close with that. When we get into the supernatural ends of these things and the power to be forgiven for this or that, others may be interpreting it one way. Do they interpret it differently because it exonerates their horrible behavior? And I guess in some ways would almost enable it if at the end of the day, if you can just ask for forgiveness and do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. Yeah. And it certainly could be a way of diminishing a sense of responsibility. Oh, if you believe you've been forgiven for whatever sins you've committed just by praying about it, you may gain a little bit of comfort from that and therefore feel a little bit soothed. And I think in some ways it's a primitive defense mechanism of, you know, I'm going to reach out to a supernatural deity and I'm going to be forgiven and all is going to go well because I'm praying about it. And I've got, you know, priests or, you know, pastors, spiritual leaders are typically soothing, comforting people. Mm-hmm. And so just on a very basic neurobiological point of view, people do get a sense of comfort from their presence.
And it's just interesting to see how that all plays out. Do they, is this ever a defense tactic where, hey, if the jury knows that I've now become a man of God and I found religion, yes, or whatever, yes, maybe they'll be a little more lenient when it comes to sentencing?
It's definitely that. That was the first thing that popped into my mind. It looks good. And convicts are notorious for connecting with, you know, the kind of women that start relationships with convicts, you know, the very needy women who want attention. And so they go for these extreme bad boys and start writing them when they're in prison. They often use this, we'll just say, rather thin veneer of spirituality to hook women who then believe that they're praying for them and that they have this power to help them. And so that's another aspect of the game that you commonly see with people in prison.
It's an interesting group of people because when you look at it, even take it outside of a prison setting, take it into just the world and a business world. I've seen so many times where a business will add some sort of religious aspect to their signage or to their logo or to their name or something.
Yes.
And it speaks to a certain level of the population that goes, well, that's wonderful. Look, they're good Christian people. I've seen so many of those businesses be the, I'm not saying all of them by any means. I'm sure there are just nice, good people, but I've seen many. I've interacted with some over the years where it's like, these are some of the most twisted, backwards ways of, yes, doing things. And but they got the cross going on in the logo. It's a way to almost lure in, it seems, people that are easy to believe whatever they want around
them. It's a very dirty manipulation. Yep. And we can say on that level, it's rather psychopathic.
Yeah.
Yes, they know that's going to build trust. And people will ask fewer questions if they believe that, oh, we're talking to a person of God, you know, so therefore it gives this veneer of righteousness to them. So it's a pretty dirty manipulation when it's done that way.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.